100 years ago, in Lexington, Kentucky, Julia Perry was born. She would grow up to write music like this. Julia Perry's career flourished briefly, but after her death in 1979, she was all but forgotten, and many of her scores remain unpublished. A new album devoted to Perry's music and that of her younger contemporary Coleridge Taylor Perkinson has just been released, and our reviewer, NPR's Tom Huizinga, has been listening.
You could argue this new album, American Counterpoints, is an encouraging result of the recent racial reckoning. You could also just say it's long overdue. But after the start of the Black Lives Matter movement, the classical music field in the U.S. began a much-needed shift toward black composers. One who's ripe for rediscovery is Julia Perry. That's Perry's darkly textured violin concerto with soloist Curtis Stewart and the Experiential Orchestra. Perry finished the work in 1968, but it took more than four decades to reconstruct a definitive score, in which we can hear all the subtlety, like a violin soaring above a tolling piano. Perry's career launched in the early 1950s. She won Guggenheim Fellowships, studied in Europe, and in 1965 was the first black woman to have a piece broadcast by the New York Philharmonic. But shortly after, her health, finances, and career spiraled downward. She was only 55 when she died, and few remembered her music. The album also offers the more experimental side of Perry. In the symphony in one movement for violas and basses, the music unexpectedly pauses within a halo of droning strings. Like Perry, Coleridge Taylor Perkinson's music has also been neglected, although he enjoyed a longer, more stable career. Born in Manhattan in 1932, Perkinson was versatile. As a pianist, he toured with jazz drummer Max Roach, he arranged songs for Marvin Gaye, and composed for film and television. Reaching back to a pre-Civil War dance of the enslaved, Perkinson wrote Louisiana Blues Strut, A Cakewalk, a couple years before he died in 2004. Curtis Stewart's performance captures all the grit and exuberant syncopation. Several sides of Perkinson are also on display here. He was just 22 when he wrote his Sinfonietta No. 1. In the opening movement, he nearly outhandles George Frideric Handel with elegant braids of Baroque counterpoint, but the soul of the piece lies in the majestic heartbreak of the slow central largo. The album shines much-deserved light on two important and rediscovered figures in American classical music, and the timing couldn't be better for Julia Perry. March marks the centenary of her birth on the 25th, and a four-day festival of her music in New York.
The album is American Counterpoints. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Huizinga.